In this opportunity, we tried to ask the government of the United States to promptly close the Guantanamo Bay facility, to end the arbitrary detention of all the people who is detainee in this facility, and at the same time either to release them to their home countries, to third countries, or to transfer them to some detention facilities in the U.S. Territory, and of course to ask them to be transferred to a judge, to be the object of a judicial process with the due guarantees to a fair, free and fair trial. And at the same time, we are also calling the government of the U.S. to establish an independent oversight mechanism so as to receive the complaints on torture, ill treatment, and other different species of treatment that the detainees have suffered, and to award all of them the right to an effective remedy with a judge. We are also asking the government to dismantle the Guantanamo Bay detention facility so as not to be used anymore in the future, and to investigate, prosecute, and punish those involved in the, between inverted commas, criminal acts committed in the Guantanamo Bay facility.
Now, why is it so important to see this facility closed and these measures taken?
Well, you know, it's almost 15 or 16 years we are involved in what is normally called the global war against terror. And in fact, every day we discover new faces of terrorism here and there all over the world. So it seems that the global war on terror won't finish in the near future. In order to do so, what we are asking for, and it's not the first time, I think that when the Guantanamo Bay was put in place some 14 years ago, our colleagues at that time asked for the same. What we are calling for is just to end impunity, to ask the government of the United States to comply with the rule of law. And the rule of law includes human rights, includes independent and impartial judges, so as to say what the law is in the case of each person. And we think that the way of the struggle against terrorism, what you need is to have some legitimacy. And you, in fact, are lacking legitimacy if you are violating human rights every day. So one of the first rules of the war against terrorism is for the states, for democratic states, try not to get involved in the same methods that terrorists use every day.
What is it that you wish to see exactly?
What we want to see is just President Obama to honor his promise of 5 or 6 years ago, 2009, when he said he was ready to close the Guantanamo Bay facility. I'm aware that starting this new year, his government has announced that they are taking measures in order to come to a prompt close of the detention early next year. But we want to help the American government to close definitely that facility. We don't want to have more people detained in these sort of centers that are in the margins of the community, are outside, beyond the rule of law, and we deem that everybody, even the worst criminals in the world, are the holders of a right to have a judge and to be considered in a criminal procedure with a free and fair trial and with the due guarantees. And none of these situations have ever taken place in the Guantanamo Bay facility.
Can you explain to us how it is that Guantanamo Bay facility is still operational when it was actually one of the first initiatives that President Obama took coming into office was to request that it be closed?
Well, I think this is a question to be put to President Obama. But in any case, we don't have doubts about his commitment to try to close the Guantanamo Bay facility. What we think is that even though his government has been either taking measures or pushing measures, like the report that was published by the Senate, in which it is clear that torture and ill treatment have been practiced with the detainees in Guantanamo, what we see is that, in fact, there should be some major political obstacles that have been crucial for the president not to move forward in order to close the facility.